first and foremost, how has your life changed since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, we are elderly, and we stay in. We very seldom go out. We come out on Tuesday to come and pick up the, you know, we're so glad that we was able to pick up some food here. Mm-hmm. And because it really gave, you know, it really helped us a lot. Right. And I don't know, how can I say it changed our life? The pandemic has really changed our life because you can't do things that you would love to do. Yes. You can't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything. You know, you have a member of your family pass away. Can't go to the funerals.
Of course.
You, it's been pretty bad. So, yeah, but it's far. But this is nice. I'm so happy that we was able to come here,
mm-hmm.
and make for the giveaway every week.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. So,
and we're so happy that this lady here, it's the first time she's seen us. She said, "Y'all are my friends." And we'd be happy to come so we can see her and because she's a nice lady.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And how long have you guys been receiving the food distribution services, and how have they been so helpful to you?
It's been about 2 months, I think.
Yeah, 2 months, right. Wow.
Yeah, about 2 months. It's been very helpful because every week we have food, you know. Yeah, we have vegetables and stuff, fruits and stuff. It's been very good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What have been some of your sources of strength or happiness during the pandemic? I know you mentioned, you know, not being able to go to church, but have you been able to stay connected to those communities?
Yes.
Yes.
We
on TV.
On TV,
we watch our church. Yeah, so we do go out. Me and my husband get in the car.
Okay, good.
But we stay social distance.
Yes,
we go because mm-hmm. we have the grandkids. We don't have no one in our house because we're afraid, you know.
Absolutely.
All this long time. But one day we'll be able to get back with them. So far we've been staying away from the grandkids.
Of course.
And the kids, yeah.
Doing what you gotta do.
Doing what we gotta do.
And so where have you found some sources of sadness or disappointment during the pandemic? In your lives or in the community?
We've been blessed.
We've been blessed. And first, I hate to wear the mask, but I've been got used to them now. So mm-hmm. I find out that's healthy to wear them, so I wear them.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two more questions. Where are your main sources of information about the pandemic? And
TV.
Is there any source that you really trust the most? Great.
Yeah,
okay.
We watch TV, you know.
Yes, we watch the TV,
what's going on.
And we try to stay social distance.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that New Jersey or the community could have done anything different in handling this pandemic? And if so, what do you think could have been done better?
Well, I don't know.
New Jersey, I don't know, because the governor been very, very good. He did what he had to do. When he shut down everything, mm-hmm. that was the greatest thing. That was the greatest thing. So he wasn't going to let them just tell him what to do, and it was great. So he did what he had to do, and that made everything much better.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And is there anything else you two would like to share that I haven't asked about?
Well, I think it would be better if everyone would use common sense and wear the mask.
Wear the mask.
I think that would be
and
very
good. And social distance.
And social
mm-hmm.
distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be very good. But we got so many hard-headed people that they won't do right.
Yes. And they listen to President Trump. He doesn't want to wear them. And he doesn't tell them to wear them. So that's it.
Here you will. Thank you two so much for your time today. I hope you stay well.